Well, they are playing a sold-out show tonight at the House of Blues Cambridge Room. Very glad to welcome for their first KXT Live session, Johnny Swim, to our studios. Thank you.
We even laughed the same.
That is weird.
And there was much applause. So welcome. Thanks for coming by.
Yeah, it's our pleasure. Thanks
Thank
for having
you so
us.
Much for having us.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk about the new record, Diamonds, and everything about life and Thai food and everything like that in just a moment.
Yeah,
but let's get right into a song.
Let's. Awesome.
Yeah. Let's do it. The song's called Home.
Right round the corner, down by the canyon, I met a man who lost his way. He said, I'm sorry, the son of a sailor who never showed me his face. My daddy's gone and my mama met a maker. Oh, to hell with that place. So I said, we should talk in your sideways walking. Time to find another path to take. All right, all right. Bloodshot, crying, making night good night, never pays. Just go home, boy, you need you some home. Hey, dude, said you need you some home. Her name was Peggy Sue, and her daddy hung on. In her eyes, he could do no wrong. And he started drinking like there's a message in the bottle. And daddy's painted Peggy black and blue. Closes his eyes through the hero's demise. Holds to a hope beyond the sky. Ah, she takes her breath. The weight comes off her chest. She finds a way to weather through the storm. She cried out. That I need me some home. Found myself on a train to Dallas, Texas, at 25 years of age. Sailing beside me was a lovely rose, a wanderer. Two's always better, they say. Well, she made all my plans. Gave me a hand. We ain't got no time for looking back. Oh, I was bruised and beaten, lost for many reasons. Only love will make you understand. Oh, I sure love me some home.
Yes, I do.
Said I love me some. Lost on account of many reasons. But only love will make you understand.
Wow, that's some industrial strength coffee you have there. That's amazing. It's Johnny Swim on 91.7 KXT. Your voices just match so well together. Are you sure you're not related?
I mean, know. I hope not, because that'd be super weird.
Yeah. We'll find out when we have kids.
Yeah. Well, they come out with
related.
Three eyes.
That one has three arms.
Well, yeah. Maybe we should have checked.
Yeah, well, Amanda and Abner, Johnny Swim, you guys met in Nashville, and you started, the band was born when you started writing songs together.
Yeah.
And then, you know, imagine, you know, your voices just work so great together. There were just all these wonderful things that clicked, right?
Well, the more accurate version of the story is the band was born when I realized I could get her alone in a room to write songs.
You're sick.
Well, no, I was smart and I think a genius, resourceful, that's the word I'm looking for. I just really wanted to be alone with her. I knew from the moment I saw her, she was the most beautiful girl I'd ever seen.
Aww.
And probably the only chance I would have to get near her was music. And so this whole thing began as a ruse to hopefully date her one day. I won, I'd like to say.
He did. He won.
I grew up playing sports, so it's always a win or a loss. I won, we got married. I'm the clear victor in this. But that's how we got started.
Love is the prime motivator for most music, so there you go.
We'll call it love.
Yeah.
Got there eventually.
And Abner, you grew up, you know, playing, your parents, you know, raised you in a kind of non-traditional family. They sent you out, you know, singing and, you know, almost missionary type.
100%, yeah. Man. My family came from Cuba in 1980 during the Mario boat lift. And we lived in suburban Jacksonville, Florida. And they got frustrated at the thought of me being raised in suburban America with not a real appreciation of what they came from. So it started as just one trip. They were going to send me with a medical team. They needed a translator and somebody, some form of entertainment. I took a guitar with me. And it turned into every year a tradition that we still uphold, a man and I together. We just got back from Indonesia recently. I don't know where we're going next.
Yeah, well, that was a year ago, but yeah.
That was recent to me.
Recent,
it's
sure.
Been a busy year.
Time gets compressed when you're on the road.
Exactly.
Yeah,
right.
It does.
No worries. Yeah.
And so I remember singing in huts and villages with no power, no whatever, and that's kind of how I got started singing and finding that it took a lot to get embarrassed, mm-hmm. which I think is key in this line of work.
Yes,
and where you developed your powerful voice. And Amanda, you had a famous mother who was a singer, Donna Summer.
That's
it. And you... You know, were able to develop your own distinctive style, but also sang with her occasionally.
Yeah. Well, I didn't really sing with her as much as she made my sister and I sing embarrassing Disney songs together sometimes. So there's a rumor going around that I sang backup for her. Not true, actually. I was wearing a jumpsuit that looked like a mermaid costume and singing Little Mermaid songs with my sister. So it's not as glamorous as everybody thinks.
As easy as it seems to get things on Wikipedia, yeah. It is frightfully difficult to get them off. Especially when they're incorrect.
Yeah.
Well, and all moms make their kids sing. It's just...
Yeah.
How else are you going to make that road trip go?
Exactly. Yeah. That's 100% accurate.
Yeah. So you can read into that what you will.
Yeah.
So then you relocated to LA for Superior Thai Food and Fish Tacos.
That's right. But we wanted to be closer to the ocean, we decided, especially once you're on the road for a long time and you're in, you know, the Midwest in the winter and you're like, man, I just really want some fish tacos by the beach right now, and you get to go home and do that. So that's the only way we can, I think, justify the rent prices. You know, we're never home, but we spend all this money on rent. It's just so that we can get off the plane, that one moment when you get off the plane and you feel the ocean breeze and you can relax. That's all it's worth, you know.
Yeah, it's great because in the winter it's always warmer in LA, and in the summer it's always cooler in LA.
Yeah.
So it works out for us. Where in Nashville it's never too cold or too hot. But it's always messing with all the weather you're trying to get away from. Like, it's still snowing in Nashville, and it's still hot and humid in Nashville. And we visited enough for work, so.
But yet, you probably would have never met if you were in LA to
never
begin with. Because Nashville, whenever we get a musician in here from Nashville, it's just the magic of Nashville is just that collaborative nature. It's
100%.
It's small enough that you seem to run into people everywhere.
Yeah, it's a community. The whole town's kind of based on community. It's based on getting together and doing what you love and cooking and eating and, you know, crawfish boil. I don't know. We don't have crawfish boils.
Okay, now you're making stuff
up. Okay,
but we do love Nashville.
We do love Nashville, and it is it's a very communal place.
And I do love the accent you tried to say.
I tried.
Crawfish broil.
I was trying to think what we used to cook together in Nashville, and we would always barbecue, I guess. You barbecue and play cornhole.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
The great thing about Nashville, too, we live in L.A. and we love it there, and we wrote our album living out in L.A. and spent a lot of time in New York. But Nashville's always kind of been our creative home, even like a lot of our co-writes. A guy we co-write most everything with is a guy named Britton Newbill, who lives in L.A., but is a Nashville songwriter. We met him in Nashville. Great thing about Nashville is everywhere else, it seems, the great purpose, the great goal is either fame, fortune, success, and some variety. In Nashville, it becomes very obvious with most of the writers there that it's about the music. We want to write great songs. We realize that we have an opportunity in this room as we're with one guitar and a few voices. We have a chance to create something that'll last well beyond our lifespan. And that's what we're in it for. We always measure success in mileage. And we want to be doing this until I forget how to speak English.
Which is every day, but okay.
Which is unusual.
Yes. Well, it's Johnny Swim here on 91.7 KXT. Diamonds is the new album. You want to do another song from the record?
Yeah. We'll just do Diamonds. How about that?
Perfect.
Keep it simple.
Yeah.
In the wake of every heartache, in the depth of every fear, there were diamonds, diamonds, waiting to break out of here. Don't you think I hear the whispers, those subtle lies, those angry pleas? They're just demons, demons, wishing they were free like me. We're the fire from the sun. We're the light when the day is done. We are the brave, the chosen ones. We're the diamonds, diamonds, rising above the dust. Oh, rising above the dust. Oh, rising above the dust. Oh, rising above the dust. Oh,
all your curses will surrender. Every damning word will kneel. They're just mountains, mountains, about to turn into fields. We're the fire from the sun. We're the light when the day is done. We are the brave, we're the chosen ones. We're the diamonds, diamonds, rising up out the dust. Taken down so many others. Oh, but you'll know my name when you see that in these ashes I'm stronger still. You'll learn to fear my pain, yeah, you will. You've taken down so many others. Oh,
missed a note there in a minute, but it's all good.
That's the beauty of live radio. What can you do?
That's it.
Can't take it back. All right, it's Johnny Swim on 91.7 KXT. Thank you again so much for coming in.
Thanks for having
it's
us.
It's our great privilege to be here. Thank you.
Thanks for all the restaurant suggestions.
Yeah,
too.
Hey, anytime. We can sit here and talk food all day long.
Give me that food.
Well, Diamonds is the new record. Of course, the sold-out show tonight at the House of Blues. And since you guys are measuring everything by mileage, I'm sure you'll be back again in North Texas sometime.
I hope so.
Probably not too
soon. I can't
very
stop,
soon.
Won't stop.
Yeah.
We made that phrase up.
There we go. It's 91.7 KXT.